body of Danai also was forced to forsake the heavenly light. Enclosed in a town, bolted with bronze, constrained in the bridal crypt. Even she was born noble, mighty. Estranged and terrible sway. Nothing is spared, not war, not wealth, no city wall, nor the dark proud sea not ships. Oh. I, Sergus, Lord of Adonia, son of Dryas, his temper fierce for frenzied taunts was fettered and tamed by the god of the dance. Entombed in bonds of rock, and there the dreaded madness blow bloomed and dripped. And madness made him know the god, as he spat his taunts with frothing tongue. He tried to stop the god-willed women and the holy flame, and he made wroth the muses who love the music of the reed. Oh. By the dark water rocks of the twofold sea, where the black ocean scrapes the northern, it was here that the war god who dwells close by saw the wicked wound inflicted on King Phineas's boy. Made blind by a rabid new wife, saw the horror wrought on the orbs of their eyes.
Vindictive Beshtin with bloodied hands, armed with sharp-tipped spindles,
careworn, they wasted away, and they wept for their torment cruel and the unwedded woe by their mother bestowed. Her father,
north wind,
swift as a horse across the plain, she darted with fleeting step, and she was a child of the gods. And even so, my dear, the fates eternal trapped her doom.